And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
A few more names with that Husker theme for what you would name your Kentucky Derby horse. The other Elijah says Cornhead Lager. Vic from Denver says past his prime as a shot to Dion or FCU. We welcome in. He's imaginary. He wears red. Klausburn with us for the Friday forecast to talk some Kentucky Derby, maybe a little NBA, get his thoughts on the spring game. And we say hi to Klaus. Klaus, how we doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Looking up recipes for a hot brown sandwich and a mint julep so that we can celebrate the first Saturday in May correctly.
Hot brown sandwiches are awesome. Mint juleps, not as good as just regular bourbon, but I'll have a couple tomorrow. Klaus, are you going to partake?
Well, I don't know that I would necessarily, but Nance has invited the coffee clutch over to watch. So if I'm going to get through those 2 minutes, I'm going to need something from Woodford.
That's so good. Klaus, let's get your thoughts on the spring game first before we talk Derby.
Well, obviously, the spring game is a good preview of things that we might see in the upcoming season. Of course, with the Wild West of the transfer portal and the NIL, seeing quarterbacks playing for the opposite team at different times in the game may be coming. So that was a little bit confusing. I think it even confused the players when the guy in the gray jersey tackled the guy in the white jersey and they nearly came to blows on that kickoff return. So I expect this to be the future of college football before too long, and Nick Saban got out at the right time.
Klaus, any thoughts on the quarterback?
Well, it was nice to see a number 15 that could throw it as well as our old number 15 could run it. So but usually when I think of Raiola, I think of somebody putting somebody on their backside. So hopefully we'll see him go Eric Crouch on a safety here this fall.
Before we get to the Kentucky Derby, Klaus, we need to get your reaction. We've talked about this a couple of times today. Mike Riley being added the College Football Playoff Committee. Any thoughts on Mr. Hip Hip Hooray himself being added to the College Football Playoff Committee?
Well, I'd heard from some friends that he had been added to the committee, and they said, well, Nebraska will always get snubbed. But I thought after Mike was let go, he was still pretty supportive of the university, going to games and those kinds of things. So maybe a vote would slip in our favor. But first of all, we've got to worry about not the playoffs, but making even the bad boy Toyota Weed Eater Clorox Bowl. So we might be putting the cart before the horse there. And if nothing else, it'll be interesting to see him come riding in on his bike 5 minutes late to the meeting. So
Klaus Burns with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Klaus, let's get to the Kentucky Derby and fierceness. The favorite 5-2, Sierra Leone 3-1, Catching Freedom at 8-1. Forever Young and Just a Touch, 10-1. Dornch, Mystic Dan, Just Steel, Honor Marie, Encino, Track Phantom, Stronghold, Resilience, all 20-1. Catalytic, TO Password, Endlessly, Domestic Product, all 30-1. Grand Mo the First, Society Man, West Saratoga, all 50-1. Who are you picking?
Well, I've been going over it. I've got some different odds, I guess, I'm looking at, but it's relatively the same, I will admit. What did you say the horse is, Dornch?
Yes.
Honestly, I thought that was door knock, and I thought it was a horse from BYU, so that kind of changes things.
No. Mm.
I guess I'm a little worried that catalytic might get stolen before the race. I think Mugatu is probably such a long shot because people are worried that he's there to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Jeez.
They've got enough to worry about. I suppose it would be a little strange if I, myself, being who I am, didn't pick T.O. password, which is ironic because I can never remember mine. It's probably some variation of O.J. did it 32, but I don't have it written down. So that's who I'll go with and try to make the extra money that way to pay for all the knitting supplies I'm going to need during this race tomorrow.
Well, Claus, let's play the hypothetical game. If you got to rename a horse to a Husker-themed name, what Husker-themed horse name are you picking?
Well, I know that you guys had discussed some. I think my favorite that I've heard was Bangarang. We could go with Touchdown, Touchdown, Touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Man, Woman, and Child.
Yep.
Or maybe even call back to our good friend John Baylor with Kaboom.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Do you have any Carl-themed names?
Until this show moves to Sirius, I don't really think we want to go down that.
Good answer. Thank you.
Claus, you putting any heat down for the NBA playoffs this weekend? You like the Cavs or the Magic or the Clippers v. Mavs? That's both of those tip tonight.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of interest in the Cavs and Magic, but the Mavericks and Clippers game, there was I've got a friend, a mutual friend of ours, Christopher, that lives down in Dallas, used to work for you, really talented radio broadcaster with an amazing voice and does great impressions and was a really good-looking kid. He lives in Dallas. But then, of course, Tyronn Lue is the head coach of the Clippers. And you know the Nebraska code. If someone has spent even 5 minutes in Epley Airfield, they're a Nebraskan, and we've got a route for them. So feels like every couple of years some rube out of Binkleman makes it to the finals of The Voice. So if I've got a route for them, I suppose I've got a route for Tyronn.
Hey, let's give some credit to Brian Olsen, who's in The Voice this year. Great dude, making a great run.
Good work. So
I honestly didn't know that, but good for him.
Claus, it has been fun, and this is always good to get your take on horse names, horse betting, and of course a recap in the spring game. Appreciate you so much, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Okay.
There he goes, Claus Byrne. He's imaginary. He wears red. And, he's going with T.O. Password.
Unsurprising.
30-1. Love it. I liked his take with touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. We'll wind out of Friday. It's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager.